Welcome to the Home on Purpose podcast. I'm Tricia Childers, and in this episode, I'm going to share some ideas for how you can keep your sanity even when you're swamped. Now, if you're new to Home on Purpose, this program is all about making life at home easier. I am constantly emphasizing tactics like building stronger habits and creating routines that are more efficient and predicting potential difficulties so that you can avoid them altogether. But you know, sometimes there are external circumstances that are completely out of our control. Things that make life at home difficult and it feels like there's nothing we can do about it. For example, my sister's family has been going through an extensive home renovation. They have had to empty everything out of every storage space in their entire upstairs, the closets, the bathrooms, you name it. I mean, talk about upsetting the natural rhythm of life. Nothing is where it should be, and it's probably not going to be for quite a while. My family also has been going through a pretty significant transition. By the time this episode is released, we will have been living out of suitcases for about, 6 weeks. So for those of you who don't know, my husband has been in the military for 22 years and he just recently retired. And so we've been making the move from Colorado to California. So at first we were in hotels for about a week, as we moved out of our rental and made the 3-day road trip. And now we're in California living in an Airbnb. It's a nice little guest house, but it's essentially a one-room studio. So as an introvert who needs her quiet time, being in one single space with my husband, my two kids, and our dog for this long, it's been a bit of a challenge to say the least. I mean, if you have noticed that the sound quality of this podcast is not quite as good as the others, that's because I'm actually sitting in the trunk of my minivan because it's the only place that is quiet enough for me to record. But circumstances don't have to be that extreme for you to feel swamped at home. I mean, come on, the holiday season alone, with all of its extra stuff and all of its extra commitments, that definitely can be enough to knock you off balance. Having house guests is another example, or when your husband goes out of town for a week. These unfamiliar circumstances can be very disorienting. Now, most of us can deal with it for a little while, but over time, things will inevitably unravel. And that's when we let our cell phones run out of batteries and have to frantically search for the charger. Or we come home with 8 bags of groceries and then realize we forgot to buy milk, which is the reason we went to the store in the first place. And the house starts to get more untidy, the dishes in the sink pile up, the laundry is neglected for too long, and everything spirals down. I think the word swamped beautifully captures the essence of this feeling. We are just trying to keep our head above water, but it takes every ounce of energy to fight against the sticky mud. That is exactly how I have been feeling for the past few weeks, and so I felt inspired to share some ideas of things that I have done to help keep my own head above water. Unfortunately, I made the classic mistake. I waited too long. I waited until I felt so stressed that I was edgy, irritable, and about to snap. Then I started to work to solve the problems. Now, you would think, as a military wife who moves every few years, I know the transition would be hard. But what I didn't take into account this time around was how the lack of privacy would affect me emotionally. When I don't get a reasonable amount of quiet alone time to process my thoughts, my brain buckles under the pressure. I become more forgetful, more scatterbrained, and even physically clumsy. In other words, I fall apart. Plus, my children are old enough now to really miss their friends back in Colorado. So I have had to support them emotionally much more than any other move. I wish I could go back in time and be more intentional from the start. So I hope with this episode to help some of you save yourselves from the same kind of insanity. Even if you're not in one of those crazy seasons right now, I guarantee you at some point in the next year, you will be. So just put these ideas in your pocket and hang on to them for the next time that you feel swamped. So here we go. First things first, you have to let the little things go. Wherever possible, cut yourself some slack. For example, I don't love that my family has been eating so many takeout meals and pre-made frozen meals, but I'm operating with this little kitchenette that doesn't even have a stove. And so the process of preparing a fresh, home-cooked, healthy meal is much more work than it usually is. And so I've decided on a lot of nights that it's just not worth the effort. All things considered, my energy is better spent elsewhere. Similarly, I've been in a ponytail for the past few weeks and wearing the same outfits over and over, and I don't wear makeup every day. This isn't necessarily how I would like to present myself, but you know, during this crazy transition, again, I've decided that other things, like doing morning devotionals with my kids, are simply more important. Now, you get to determine for yourself what is worth fighting for, but don't fight for everything. Choose as many aspects of life as possible that you can ease up on and let the little things go. The second strategy for keeping your sanity is to create temporary systems for the essentials. If I can't find the shirt that I want to wear, oh well, I'll pick a different shirt. But if I can't find my hearing aid or the batteries for my hearing aid, my day just got a lot harder. Now, what I should have done the second we arrived at this Airbnb was to establish a safe spot for both my hearing aid and the batteries. It took me 3 instances of freaking out and looking for the darn thing, praying that my dog didn't get to it, before I finally smacked myself upside the head and designated a spot. So think about all of the things that have the power to ruin your day. Losing your laptop, letting your cell phone run out of batteries. Maybe there's a prescription medication that you have to take every single day, or maybe it's something as simple as just having your morning coffee. Whatever has the power to ruin your day, these are the things to focus on first. Do whatever you have to do to keep track of the essentials. Now, obviously, when you're swamped, the old regular systems don't work anymore. So when life is temporarily different, you will need to find some sort of temporary system that you actually have a chance of keeping up with while you are swamped. Here's what I chose to do. I had to keep my hearing aid and batteries in a place where my kids and my dog can't get to them. Right now, in this little Airbnb, there aren't very many spots that my kids can't get to. So that actually means I'm keeping everything on a high shelf where my short little 5-foot frame can't even reach without a step stool. It's annoying to have to climb onto a step stool every time I want to get something, but it's worth it. I would rather know that my essentials are safe and findable, even if it means they're a little bit harder to get to. So think about your essentials, the things that have the power to ruin your day, and ask yourself, what kind of temporary system can I create so at least these fundamental basics are taken care of? Once that pressure has been relieved, the third thing to do is to look around your home and think through your daily life and ask yourself, what is one thing that would ease my burden the most? For me right now, that's the morning kitchen. I love getting up before the rest of the family because I like to approach my day from a position of strength. If I'm showered and dressed with my coffee in hand before the kids even get up, my whole day starts on a positive and confident note. So when I wake up and I see random things all over the counter or the table that don't belong in the kitchen, or the sink is full of dirty dishes, or there are clean dishes on the drying rack that I have to put away before I can do anything else, it slows me down. And then I start rushing so I can stay ahead of the kids. And then I get annoyed when they start asking for my help before I'm ready. On the other hand, when I wake up to a clean kitchen, I feel like I can breathe. Now, is a clean morning kitchen essential? No. Does a dirty kitchen ruin my day? Not really, but it does make a difference. So I ask myself, what can I do to ease this particular burden? Well, obviously, if I take the time to do the dishes and clear the counters before bed, I set myself up for success the next day. This takes willpower and this takes intentionality, but for me, it is worth the effort. Of course, I cannot do this every single evening. I mean, just the other day, I wasn't feeling very well. I knew I should get to bed early, and I looked around at my dirty kitchen and I said to myself, oh well. But you know what? That was a choice. I knew I would wake up to a dirty kitchen the next morning, but I decided that that's okay. Which brings me to the last strategy for keeping your sanity when you're swamped. Give yourself permission to do things the easy way. So in my freezer, I have breakfast sandwiches that save me on the worst mornings. They're not particularly healthy, but you know what? The kids love them, and I can heat them up in the microwave in 2 minutes. So even when I do wake up to a dirty kitchen, I have that fail-safe available to ease my morning burden. Now, let's say your heaviest burden is laundry. Okay, ask yourself, what can I do to make this easier? Our Airbnb actually has no washer and dryer, so I've been driving 15 minutes to the laundromat in town. So guess what, kids? You're wearing your pajamas 2 nights in a row before putting them in the wash. And I wear my favorite jeans 2 or 3 times before each washing. Again, this isn't a permanent lifestyle. It's not something that I want to continue to do, but it's more important for me to keep my sanity right now than it is for my kids to have perfectly clean PJs every single night. Here's another example. What if cooking dinner feels like the heaviest burden for you? Well, you might start cooking double batches of dinners and letting the family eat repeat meals every once in a while. Just last week, we made hamburgers, and at the same time, I went ahead and cooked up an extra pound of ground beef. And the next night, we used some of it for marinara, and the night after that, we used it for tacos. Sure, the family was sick of ground beef by the end of that little series, but hey, at least mommy was in a good mood in the evening, and it wasn't fast food. Again, I'm not saying that you should solve all of these problems. Just think through a typical day, identify one thing that would relieve your pressure the most, and see if there's a way to make that easier. So let's put all four of these together. Number one, let the little things go. Number two, create a temporary system for the essentials. Number three, identify one thing that would ease your burden the most and find a way to improve that particular system. And finally, give yourself permission to do things the easy way. Doing these four things will not magically make your life a walk in the park, right? Swamped is still swamped. But temporarily, they will help you to keep your sanity and make life a little bit easier. And one last thought before I leave. Swamped should not be the norm. As I mentioned in the beginning, these are strategies for when life throws extra or unpredictable craziness at you for a temporary season. If you feel swamped on a regular basis and you have been feeling this way for a long time, that's when you're going to need to pan out to the big picture of life and ask yourself why. Why am I so overwhelmed all the time? And what needs to change so that my normal can be more doable? Now, that's not necessarily an easy question to answer, especially if we already feel like we're under a lot of pressure and we're emotionally drained and it feels like everybody in our life is asking more of us than we can give. And so in those moments, it really helps to have an outsider's fresh perspective. That's where a personal consultation can be incredibly helpful because you get to meet with me one-on-one, walk me through your regular schedule, and I can help you look past the little nitty-gritty details and identify the truly significant sources of stress at home. And then we work together to choose your next steps. And that's really what Home on Purpose is all about. It's why I created the program in the first place, because your home should be a safe place, a comfortable place. Home should be where you go to regroup from the craziness of the outside world. Even when you're swamped, your home should be stable enough that you can approach the rest of life from a position of strength. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you are interested in learning a little bit more about how a personal consultation works, I've included a link for you. Just click the button underneath this podcast episode. Until next time, this is Tricia Childers with Home on Purpose.